It's Monday, February 17th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great song that was right back there to start off this, the 11th season of The Sounds in My Head. That's right, 11 seasons. This is the 11th one. Boy, howdy, that's crazy town. So right back there, really great song. That was Real Estate. They got a new album coming out soon. It's called Atlas. That was the first single they've dropped from it called Talking Backwards. You can get it right now on the internet. I highly recommend it. And of course, their new album is going to be good because everything Real Estate does is very consistent, very good. And that song, Talking Backwards, no exception. Very good stuff. Great opening track, I thought. Speaking of good music, how about another Sounds in My Head favorites? They're from Toronto, Canada. They're The Hidden Cameras. Boy, am I a big fan of The Hidden Cameras. They write songs about like ejaculate and other very gay things, which, you know, I'm non-discriminatory. That doesn't bother me. I can cope with that. And there's none of that in these two songs I'm about to play, I don't think. I haven't really read the lyrics that closely, but anyway, they got a new album. It just came out recently. It's called Age. And it's really short. It's only got eight songs, which for a lot of bands, that would be an EP. But for them, it's an album. And that's fine, because it's good. You know, some of the songs are kind of longer, so it, you know. Anyway, here we go. We're going to hear two songs. First, Skin and Leather, and then we're going to hear Year of the Spawn. And I'm actually playing the radio edit, which came off the single, but it's also on the album. It's a little bit longer on the record. I like short songs. So here we go, Hidden Cameras with Skin and Leather, and then Year of the Spawn, both right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Pick me up and carry me home. I'm pushed to the floor and I regain your trust. Lay your arm, I bleed on your rug. What is skin and bone? They are the same. My wish to break the disappears as I'm on. You are the same. You are the same. You are the same. You are the same. You tighten up your heart to the beat of a drum, drumming from skin and bone. Then with the tickle of feather, skin and bone, and I'll regain your trust. Repeat with skin and bone, they are the same. I'll be skin and bone, and your leather glove. Pain disappears as I'm on. Be your skin of leather. A lick of the floor is the end of it all. I dampen my rug as you darken the dawn. A clap of the floor is a plea for more. Condition of love.
You are the same.
Thrown down before I could run.
Oh man, that was good, right? Right back there? That was After the Disco by the band Broken Bells. It's the title track from their new album, After the Disco. Broken Bells, of course, it's really just James Mercer of The Shins, Brian Burton of Danger Mouse. They got that first album was really good, and they're like, hey, let's do that again, and they did, and it's awesome. So Broken Bells, definitely want to pick that up if you haven't already. It's pretty good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, Architecture in Helsinki. Been a long time since I played these guys. Melbourne, Australia, they're from, and they got a new thing coming out soon. And they've released a couple singles from it. Most importantly, this one that I'm about to play called Dream a Little Crazy. You can pick this up online. It's a pretty good song. It's like, it's just on the edge of like a little too much. And it's not quite, if it crossed it, it would be like, I wouldn't like the song. But somehow it's catchy and good. You, at the beginning, you're like, is this going to be good or annoying? And then it's like, actually, it's pretty good. So yeah, check this out. After that glowing endorsement. No, it's actually good, so you're going to like it. So here we go. Architecture in Helsinki with Dream a Little Crazy. Where else but right here on Sounds in My Head.
Fading. Spike Jonze's Her is the best film of the year by a so wide margin. It's gorgeous, funny, deep. The first time I saw Her, I was disappointed Jonze didn't explore the Big Brother aspect, or the way whatever company created Samantha would track its users' buying habits and so forth. But that didn't interest him. He's not a satirist. He's a romantic transcendentalist. Although sci-fi teems with cautionary tales of machines growing smarter than humans and taking over the world, on the basis of Her, I think Jonze yearns on some level for what futurist Ray Kurzweil calls the singularity, when machines will take on human characteristics and our minds will be expanded by machines. Jonze began with what could have been a one-joke idea, and in the course of getting it on screen, discovered the wellspring of love.
Time to catch up. After Architecture in Helsinki a few songs back, we heard Chalk and Numbers. They're a band from right here in Brooklyn, New York. Big fans of these guys. They've only released EPs, and they've got a new single that just came out that was what we heard. We heard Angel Fuck. That's the name of the song. I will only say it once, lest I am offending you with my bad language. But if that's the case, then I guess the song was pretty offensive too. So, sorry. After that, another Brooklyn band I love called Computer Magic. She has a cover right there. Dreaming is the song. It's a cover that the Cosmic Rays did a long time ago, And I never actually heard the Cosmic Rays version. I really wasn't that familiar with Sun Ra. Anyway, their version of Dreaming is great too. So I like the Computer Magic version. Why'd I put that on? But I'm going to throw on the Cosmic Rays one too, but just not right now because it's up against each other. It's the same song twice. You know, who wants to do that? So I didn't do that. So instead we heard Karen O of the Ayayaz and Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend doing the duet version of the Moon Song for the movie Her, which a fantastic film. I think that's the best movie of the year, by the way. I don't know if you care about my movie taste, but Her, I think, is a pretty great movie. So you should definitely check out Her if you haven't. Great soundtrack as well. Really good music on there by Arcade Fire. And of course, that song that we just heard, the Moon Song, not actually that version of it anyway, was not actually in the movie. Karen O released three versions. So there's that version that we just heard, which was like a studio version that they were going to use, but then they chose not to. And then there's like sort of the demo version that she made by herself, and that's the one that's actually in the movie. And then there's another version in the movie where the two characters in the film sing it together. So all three versions are on this little thing. You can download it, look for links. It's great. And again, Her, can't recommend that highly enough. You should check that out. All right, speaking of stuff from movies or TV shows in this case, have you seen this new HBO show? It's called True Detective. I'm kind of into it. I don't know. It might go off the rails, but it's an interesting enough show. It's great acting and everything, but it's got a great theme song. It's a band called The Handsome Family. They're from Chicago, Illinois. I'd never heard of The Handsome Family, but they're like sort of a alt country band. And the song that they use for the opening credits of True Detective is Far From Any Road. And it's so good. Like, I just love this song. It's like super great. It's from their album Singin' Blues, which came out kind of a while ago. It's not a new song. You know, this guy's got this crazy deep voice that he can go into, this like super low baritone voice that he can just drop into at any like any moment. And every time he does it, you almost start laughing because it's so impressive. I don't know if he actually does that much in this song, but anyway, the album is interesting. So check out The Handsome Family with Far From Any Road right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Dusty mesa, her looming shadow grows, hidden in the branches of the poison creoso. She twines her spines up slowly towards the boiling sun, and when I touched her skin, my fingers ran with blood.
In the hushing dusk, thunder swollen, silver moon, I came walking with the wind to watch the
This first season of True Detective is an 8-hour murder mystery starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, neither of whom is expected to return next season. But catch them while you can, because this first salvo of True Detective is riveting. True Detective is very smartly written and structured and artfully photographed. But it's the performances that dazzle me the most here. Harrelson pulls off a nifty juggling act, being funny one moment and ferocious the next. And McConaughey, who's in the midst of a mid-career resurgence, is flat-out superb as a detective so tightly wound he doesn't sleep, he hallucinates while awake, and is prone to speaking either in long, pessimistic monologues or cryptic monosyllables. And it's the way the two actors respond to one another that makes True Detective TV's latest must-see drama.
Thank you.
All right, the last two songs I played were The Black Angels. That's the name of the band. They're from Austin, Texas. They got a brand new album that just came out, and that is not what I played stuff from. Instead, I played Young Men Dead and Bloodhounds on My Trail, both from their several years old album called Passover. And I wanted to play Young Men Dead because it too is actually, I heard that at the end of True Detectives, that HBO show that the Handsome Family did the theme song for. So at the end of each episode, they'd use different music for the closing credits, and they used the Young Men Dead song, and I was like, wow, is this Clinic? What is it? It sounds like Clinic. Is this? And it's not Clinic. It's the Black Angels. And they got a new album. Like I said, they've had other albums in the interim too. This is like a, you know, I think this record's from 2006, but I wanted to play that. So, you know, if you like that, maybe check out their new album. Actually sounds a little different. So I don't know if it doesn't sound as much like Clinic to me anyway. Most of their other stuff does just sound exactly like Clinic, which is great. I love it. It's like that really dark rock music. It's not dark like goth. It's just dark like nighttime, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. I like it. Okay, so finishing up this episode of the show, as promised, Sun Ra with Dreaming. But of course, in this context, it's actually the Cosmic Rays, because Sun Ra went by all these different names. And I had never looked into Sun Ra. I knew the name. I'd maybe heard a song or two, but I really wasn't a fan or anything. But I started reading up about Sun Ra. What a crazy, weird, like, just go read that Wikipedia entry. It's just like, he is like bonkers. But great stuff, a lot of it. So I picked up a couple of records and listened to them all, and it's really awesome. Dreaming is still one of my favorites, and I think Computer Magic was really onto something with covering that one, but it's really great. So we're gonna just hear Dreaming, the Cosmic Rays version. So here we go, from Birmingham, Alabama. That's where Sun Ra was from. Of course, he would tell you he was from space or something. But here we go, Sun Ra with Dreaming, pulled off the second Stop is Jupiter album. So here it is, finishing up this episode with the Cosmic Rays and Dreaming.
It always makes me cry.
If you live in fables, then you know what I mean. For that is a world where things aren't what they seem. Baby, do bad.
For no matter how I be, it always makes me cry.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Bushwick, Nigeria and Tima Dialis by Calibro 35. I also talked over Song on the Beach and Photograph by Arcade Fire from the Her soundtrack. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Follow me on Facebook or Twitter, and send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always like hearing from people. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.